Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 49 of Preparing for the Inevitable, a podcast on how to handle trouble, suffering, pain, and death. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast will help you get ready to face the inevitable unpleasant things that will happen in your life. Things such as trouble, suffering, sickness, and death. The death of people you love, and your own death. Trouble, suffering, and death are common threads that run throughout all of humanity. They are inescapable. We all have to face it. We all have to deal with it. We all have to confront it, or we all have to be confronted by it. You will never meet a person who has not, is not, or will not experience these terrible things in life. They're awful, they're painful, they're dark. Quite frankly, some of these things are downright scary. Yet we attempt to hide from these inevitabilities, to pretend they don't exist, or that they won't happen to us. Our world is filled with news of people dying, children suffering and dying, entire government systems and organizations enduring trouble and turmoil, but we tend to see these things that only happen to other people, never to us. Trouble, suffering, and death come equally to all people. Sometimes trouble comes double for all races, from every socioeconomic status, of every religion, in every country of the world. Black, white, red, and yellow. Everybody. It makes us all very equal. This podcast will show you how to accept these realities of life and not just cope, but face trouble, suffering, and death in your own life and in the world with confidence, courage, class, and most of all with faith, hope, and charity. The Holy Bible says in Psalm 147, verse 3, He, God, healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. The featured quote for this episode is from Dr. C.S. Lewis. He said, part of every misery is, so to speak, the misery's shadow or reflection. The fact that you don't merely suffer but have to keep on thinking about the fact that you suffer. I not only live each endless day in grief, but live each day thinking about living each day in grief. Now, Dr. C.S. Lewis is a little bit deeper than most of us, so you have to try to hang with them, okay? So just, you'll be all right. Our topic for today is titled Grief and Mourning, Part 1 from the fine book, the helpful book, The Art of Dying, Living Fully into the Life to Come by Rob Mall. When Dr. C.S. Lewis wrote his classic reflections on the death of his wife, Joy Davidson, the beautiful, sweet Joy Davidson, he expressed the isolation even amidst society, for at that time he was very popular, that those who are grieving feel. An odd byproduct of my loss, he wrote, is that I am aware of being an embarrassment to everyone I meet. At work or in the pub, he said, friends and acquaintances who approached him were unable to say anything without making Lewis painfully aware of their discomfort in talking to him due to the fact that he lost his wife. Though civility required a hello, these friends gave the impression that they could barely stop themselves from turning their backs the minute they saw him. Mourning is a complicated process, but it is necessary, and it must be properly done for a person to successfully recover from the death of a loved one, and may God help them if more than one die around the same time. Grieving is active work. The grieving person needs to come to terms with his or her loss. You've got to deal with it. You've got to face it. Recognizing the fact of the loved one's death and dealing with that. This by itself is a difficult task, and one that even viewing a corpse may not completely help achieve. And that's a huge achievement in itself. A person who was just sitting beside you and holding hands and talking and enjoying a movie with you just a day ago is now a corpse, and you have to go and view the body, the lifeless body. That's weird, and I'm adding some things, of course, as always. Once the fact of the loss is recognized, the mourner must mourn, maybe even weep and wail and agonize. Some are more emotional than others. So many stoic, pharaohistically proud and stubborn people, they internalize everything. You don't know what's going on the inside of them. Yeah, I'm sure you know one or two. And finally, out of the depths of the traumatic severing of a beloved relationship, the mourner must slowly rebuild a life as a new person, a different person, kind of like what C.S. Lewis was talking about. It's weird. People don't know how to take you, and you don't know how to take people. Mourners will suffer the death of all the ways they have absorbed the characters of their loved ones. All the ways one person relies on another must be taken up for oneself. This takes time and a great deal of healing. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will begin looking at grief and mourning in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray for all Christian people who are suffering right now because a loved one has died. We pray for all who don't know you as Savior, who are going through the same thing. And we pray that you'll help them turn their eyes towards you, as well as the Christians who have lost loved ones as well. Help them to turn their eyes upon you. Help them to realize that if they keep their mind stayed on you, you'll keep them in perfect peace. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners." So don't think that you're alone. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, dear friend, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul from sin and hell and change my life today and forever. Amen. Beloved, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again from the dead, allow me to say congratulations on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have indeed done the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, dear friend, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.